Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we're going to talk about the growing popularity of social media platforms as a source of financial information, whether it's to do with budgeting, to investments, and even planning for your retirement. In fact, there's a growing band of content creators called Finfluencers. They specialize in providing personal finance content on YouTube, TikTok, or even on Facebook and Instagram. However, there have been some serious concerns about the qualifications of these finfluencers to provide investment advice, and at worst, when they are effectively defrauding people under false premises. So today, we're very privileged to be speaking to the country's regulatory body called the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. They can shed more light into how this growing community is going to be regulated and how ASIC can best protect consumer interests. So we are joined by Dr. Rhys Bolen, who is the senior executive leader of ASIC's market supervision team. He has more than 20 years' experience as a regulator, academic, and public policy practitioner, including a previous role as the Assistant Commissioner for Policy and Strategy at the New South Wales Fair Trading. So I feel like we're in good hands here to talk about this topic. Rhys, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Rhys, I know ASIC. I read about ASIC whenever I look at, say, the Financial Review. But for those who are unfamiliar with the regulator, can you give us a quick explainer, please?
Of course. So ASIC is the lead regulator for consumer issues in financial services. So if you're talking about consumer credit or investments or superannuation, come to us. If you've got a consumer issue in some other part of your life in the real economy with your builder or maybe with an airline or something happened to the toaster that you just bought, you need to talk to your state fair trading or to the ACCC. So financial services is our patch.
So ASIC, you look at if there's anything to do with financial services, that's what you do, but not to be confused with the shoe brand ASICS, right?
That's right. I do get that question regularly. No, we're more helpful on financial things.
All right. So you've actually held an annual forum, so the ASIC annual forum, where you delved into this theme called navigating disruption, which is fantastic, talking about product innovation, what's the latest in financial services? And you held a session on the influence of social media on consumer behavior. What were the key takeaways from that session?
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. We met down in Melbourne the last couple of days, and we had a talk, as you said, about social media's impact on investors. And our research shows that more than half of investors are coming to this somewhat new, and 18 to 25 age group, particularly, quite a few have joined the investment space in the last couple of years. During COVID, there was a definite strong take-up of investment for the first time. And our research shows, particularly for that Gen Z 18 to 25, 26 group, a lot of people are relying on social media. A lot of people are relying on online research. And it's particularly YouTube, and it's podcasts, and it's Instagram, and it's TikTok, and things like that. So we had a good conversation about where people are doing their research and some of the things to maybe to look out for or to be careful about.
So you talk about what you need to be careful about. What do you mean by that?
So we're really pleased to see that new investors are keen to learn, are keen to get information before they dive in, which is fantastic. Like any important decision, you need to do your research and you need to make sure that you're not placing reliance on somebody that doesn't have your best interests at heart. So whether it's a decision about a new car, whether it's a decision about another major purchase, we want to encourage people to do their research, go to a good quality source, try to understand what might be behind the advice or the information that people are giving. And the same is true here. So we're encouraging people to think carefully, to look at a couple of different sources before they make their investment decision. And some of the basic messages that we have been giving for many years apply here as well. If it doesn't seem right, pause and ask some more questions. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
What else are you doing to regulate finfluencers and make sure that they are licensed to provide investment advice on social media?
We have spoken to a number of finfluencers directly, and we will take action when people are giving online financial advice without a license. As I said, if you're making a living giving advice, whether it's online or elsewhere, it is an activity that needs a license. So the message to finfluencers is get the right license that you need, and the message to consumers is check the person you're getting advice from has a license. And you can go to asic.gov.au to check.
All right, fantastic. Thank you once again for joining us, Rhys, and just clarifying that even if it's on social media, anyone who wants to provide investment information still needs to be licensed, and they just have to look at asic.gov.au. Is that right?
That's right. Anyone who's making a living providing advice needs to be licensed. And look, the other thing I might mention, Michelle, to your audience, is we do see from time to time people trying to talk up the price of a particular stock or financial product to make some extra money. So you see pump and dump type activities. There's the movie that's out at the moment called Dumb Money, where that follows that story in the US. So to remind people that there are rules about that kind of thing. You can't artificially prop up or inflate the price just to make some money on the side. And we do keep an eye on that kind of thing as well.
Thank you, Rhys. You've been warned about these pump and dump schemes. Once again, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or even topics you'd love for us to cover via our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all the latest financial news and stories. That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.